NGAS has given the VRA and the government of Ghana up to Friday to settle their indebtedness to the company. The managing director of the West Africa Gas Pipeline, WAPCO, Walter Perez, at a news conference in Accra yesterday, said the company has no option but to go with the directive of NGAS to cut the supply of gas due to VRA's indebtedness of $181 million to WAPCO. Currently, NGAS has reduced the gas it supplies to the West Africa Gas Pipeline from 100 million cubic feet to 95 million cubic feet ahead of the total cutoff on Friday. George Jishi has more.
Since August last year, National Gas and Pipeline-related transportation services to the Volta River Authority, VRA, amounted to $231 million. Of the amount, VRA paid only $50 million. It therefore owes WAPCO and other parties, including Nigerian Gas, $181 million. The managing director of WAPCO, Walter Perez, at a news conference in Accra said the indebtedness of VRA to the company and gas, the supplier of the gas from Nigeria, will be cut to WAPCO, which is the transporter to Ghana. He said indebtedness to the company and the threat are not new to the management of the public utility regulatory company, related ministries and even the government. Mr. Perez explains the effect of stoppage of the gas supply.
WAPCO management is keenly aware and acutely sensitive to the effect that this directive from NGAS could have on power generation in Ghana. We find it unfortunate that the VRA debt situation has been allowed to deteriorate to the point where it now jeopardizes WAPCO's very existence as a company. And in doing so, it also jeopardizes the only viable option of providing sufficient on-time offtake assurance for Ghana's TEN and Sankofa developments.
Though Ghana owns shares in WAPCO in the form of collateral, it cannot be used as security for payment. According to the managing director of the company, other members along the value chain are not in debt. Mr. Perez said the company is considering other options like placing security requirements and paying before supply to avert what the company is going through now.